We are the mice. We are the mathematicians in creative expression. Parents, teachers, and children, let's bring more creativity into learning. Join the We Are the Mice Sister Schools program today. Find out more from our website, unifiedknowledge.org/projects/mice. Sometimes, changing from how we've been working is challenging, even a bit frightening. Take heart. Let's rise up to the challenges and beyond the fear. Remember that fear is a mind killer. It's a kind of mental trap. Also, it's a portal to the truth. We are the mice. Once upon a time, there was a community of mice that were tormented and frustrated by the notorious cat called Ferhat. He took on the strongest desire to kill and eat at least one mouse each night. And as a result, the numbers of mice dwindled considerably and their fear grew. One day, whilst in deep relaxation, wise mouse Elder Tabib visualized the patterns of destruction very clearly, realizing his community's impending extinction. He called an urgent conference in which all the remaining mice should be present to discuss the havoc created by Ferhat the cat. The main agenda would be survival strategies. The wise mouse said, "Fellow mice, we can't afford to see ourselves being eliminated one by one. The pattern is clear. We can no longer wait and witness our doomsday. We must do something about Ferhat, this very terrible cat." Then, one diminutive but seemingly intelligent mouse called Govers said, "I have an idea. Why don't we tie a bell to the collar that's around the cat's neck? Then we can detect the coming of that powerful hunter long before he approaches any of our portals. Whenever Ferhat is near our profit centers, we can hear the bell ringing and vanish deep into our labyrinth, far beyond his reach." "Well," the wise mouse said, "it is a wonderful idea, but who's going to hang the bell onto Ferhat's neck collar?" Following this question, silence reigned amongst the mice, and there was no answer whatsoever. Not one mouse could come up with even a glib answer. None could see a way. And as a result, the surviving mouse found themselves stuck in a kind of limbo. Wise Elder Tabib saw his family, all gathered, trembling and breathing faster than normal. He relaxed. Moments later, it came to him. "Let's think this through. We need Ferhat to be unconscious so that we can put the bell onto him. Remember how emotional humans can get when they see us. Even though we're small and gentle, they often run away in a blind panic. When they do that, they act just like animals. That is the nature of fear and the result of emotional extremes. Relax your breathing. Let's calculate and make a plan." They gathered near each other and planned. As the principles of the plan became clear, so did its form, and with this, the seeds of courage grew amongst them. Farahat was sleeping, dreaming of catching mice. The last couple of days, he couldn't find them. His dream gave him great pleasure and purred with joy at the very idea of smiting them down and eating them up. A sharp, piercing sound woke him violently. To his surprise, there were loads of mice before him, resonating that high-pitched, defiant sound. Then, they all ran, in a snaking but orderly column, into one of their largest portals. Farahat got mad and darted for the hole. How dare they tease him in such a way? Never had they stood before him like that. Farahat, the menacing cat, snarled and jammed his face into the hole with a thud, still hissing with rage. The community of mice gathered, their backs against the farthest wall of this inner space that the portal had led to. For them, this area was their community hall. It had several exits and enough space for them all to be out of reach of Farahat. They stood in good order, and although Farahat was hissing and trying to force his way into the space, it was clear that he could not reach in. He looked terrible, exceptionally deranged by the abnormal defiance of the mice. They stood steady, letting the fear pass as their breath of resonated powerfully in the small space. It was like a shield of protection for them, and thus their confidence grew. On the outside, a tiny mouse called Amlak, Mighty Mouse, crept up behind Farahat, who was blindly pushing and snarling his face into the hole. He came near, quite unnoticed. In his mouth was a bell with some tissue stuffed into it. In a moment of perfect timing, he slipped the bell hook into the buckle of the cat's collar. Farahat did notice. But with his struggles to enter the hole and eat all the mice in one go, the tissue fell out quickly. Ring-a-ding, ring-ding, ring. Disturbed by this strange sound, Farahat, the raging cat, withdrew his head out of the hole to see Amlak's tail disappearing into another portal. Inside the community hall, the mice stopped chanting and listened. Amlak soon joined them. Acknowledging his great courage for a moment, they listened quietly to what was happening outside. Farahat rolled about, trying to scratch off the bell. He was frustrated, and with all of the noise, the human girl child came in. Yene Farahat, Yene Farahat, as she liked to call the cat. What's wrong? When she saw the bell attached to the cat's collar, she wondered how it got there. It was one of her toys, and although she liked the sound it made on Farahat's collar, she preferred it as a toy. The girl took off the bell. The watcher mice, peering from a distance, alerted the community of mice. There was a collective sigh. It was all over. They could never defeat Farahat now. This was the thought amongst many of them as their breathing began to move from the order of harmony. Wise Elder Tibbet directed the survivors deep into their labyrinth of portals and tunnels. Arriving at one of their innermost sanctuaries, he directed them to breathe the resonance of Elder spoke. It was a good idea, and by putting it into action, everything has now changed. But a nervous young mouse began. Shh, gestured the elder. Let us pass the shadow hours in perfect reflection. A good idea never dies. It is immortal. Nobody is to leave here till dawn. Don't go foraging for food. Tonight you will fast and wait for this time to pass. In the morning, the watcher mice went to their positions. Well, look at that. There was Farahat the Terrible, having his belly rubbed by the human girl child. He had a new neck collar on, with six jingly jangly bells on it. They were secure. As he coiled with the pleasure of his belly rubbing, the girl was enjoying the sound of the bells and feeding Farahat some special food snacks as a treat. As Farahat strutted and strolled around the house, jingling and jangling, he wondered where the mice were. He could smell them, but never saw them again. Cat was clever. He knew that his new sound was exposing his presence to them. He quickly lost the power to hunt them. Anyway, it was just a game to him, and now he could play with the human's mind and have her feed him too. He went to sit by the little girl's feet. This is a traditional story from Ethiopia, adapted for unified knowledge. You can find out more about unified learning at our website, unifiedknowledge.org. Underpinning the story are many ideas. We are very interested in the way we rise above fear. And in this time where mathematics is a very much feared subject amongst people, it's good for the teacher to know how to rise above fear. To support the children, of course, as they rise above fear. In our practice, we have a charter. It is the mathematician's charter. In Amarenia, we say, Yihisab awi hege masarat. Mathematics is the study and application of patterns. I practice mathematics to observe, record, and enjoy patterns. To make estimates, calculations, and forecasts. To enhance visualization. I practice of Dankira Tawagi, that's warrior dance. Involves the study and application of dance patterns movements. The range of patterns that one can create is infinite. Exiri Masagan Hashima Tawagi Sab. Creator be praised, respect the warrior idea. We've chosen this story as a model story, an iconic metaphor for the whole project of we are the mice, we are the mathematicians in creative expression. We know that in this time it is challenging for mathematics to be perceived and realized as art and embedded in all manner of things. So we work without fear to be creative in this endeavor. Join our sister schools program. Find out more information at unifiedknowledge.org. Thank you. Respect. Hashima.